Let's begin. Close your eyes. Sit up nice and tall. Start off by taking a great big breath in. You're here, you've arrived. A nice sigh. You can do that a few times if you like. Allowing any obvious tension to release. Letting go of agendas or expectations. So you can be here. You can enjoy your practice. And you can meet yourself just as you are. Yoga. Practice of union, connection of the body, the mind, the spirit. Let's begin. Hands to heart center. Exhale. Deep breath in. First of three ohms. Call and response, unification mantra. Repeat after me. Om Sahana.
Om Sahana.
Vavatu.
Vavatu.
Sahanau.
Sahanau.
Bhunaktu.
Bhunaktu.
Sahaviryam.
Sahaviryam.
Karavavahai. Teja,
Teja,
Svina,
Svina,
Vadi,
Vadi,
Tamastu,
Tamastu,
Mavit,
Mavit,
Vishavahai,
Vishavahai.
Deep inhale, quick om, three quick shantis. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May we all work together. May the auspicious support us in all of our endeavors. May there never be any animosity between us. May we experience peace, peace, perfect peace. Namaste. All right. We'll start off with hands breathing. For just to preface just a little bit, for anyone who is brand new to the practice, I'm just going to get right into it. But if you're new to yoga, always listening to yourself, always listening to your breath. And if ever you feel overwhelmed, if you can't straighten your leg, that's okay. If you feel a lot of stuff inside, because we're working with many different layers of our being, always feel free to take a break. My teacher used to say, it is much more advanced to notice that you're out of breath, to notice that you're struggling inside, and to make the conscious choice to back up to a place where you can be more composed. It's much more advanced to do that than to compete or to force yourself with the people around you and get all tight in the practice. Yeah? So I hope to feel and see you guys really listening to yourselves, and we're here together, but you're also here for your own practice. Okay? Hands breathing, get some energy moving. Reach your arms nice and tall. Inhale, stretch up. Thumbs on the inside, fingers over the thumbs, out of the nose or the mouth. Drawing down. Inhale up. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Up. X. Down. In. Up. X. Down. In. Up. X. Down. You can close your eyes. X. Down. In. Up. X. Down. In. Reach. X. Down. Inhale more. Exhale more. Inhale more. X. More. In. Up. X. Down. Stay together. X. Down. In. Up. 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 X. Down. Inhale up. X. Down. In. Up. X. Down. Waking up. X. Down. In. Up. X down, breathe deeper, guys. X down, in, up, down. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. 10 more. Five, four, three, two, one. Inhale all the way up. Full breath in. Breathe in. Hands in prayer down the midline. Exhale. Keep the hands there. Focus in. Take a long breath in and a long breath out. Breathing through your nose. Feel the oxygen spreading. Nerves active. Beautiful. Come forward onto your hands and knees. Curl your toes under. Sit on your heels if it's available for you with the toes stretching under. Otherwise, point your toes to the back. Sit on your heels like so. Variations if you need, if this is hard to do. Either hands on your knees or interlace your fingers. Stretch the palms up like so. Nice weight on the heels, stretching the feet, stretching the wrists. The breath of fire, Bastrika, breathing in and out through your nose, like relaxed hyperventilation. It's like so. Continue. Begin. If you're pregnant, don't do breath of fire. Just breathe long and deeply. Once you've got it, close your eyes, relax your face. Continue. Close your eyes if you can. Hold it. Inner smile, kindness, compassion. Exhale, release. Hands to the floor. Gently come off of your toes, sit on your heels, hands on your thighs, take a long breath in, feel your lungs. Long breath out. As we move into our asana, the postures in yoga, focusing on your breath. In every pose, breathing in 3 or 4 seconds long, controlling your breath. Three or four seconds out, exhale. There are so many reasons why we focus on the breath, we'll get into it now. One of the main ones is when you're present with your breath, you're present. When you're present with your breathing, you're present with what you're feeling. Come forward onto your hands and knees. Spread your fingers wide. Wiggle a little bit here. Nice deep breathing. And Ujjayi breathers, you can turn it on now. Curl your toes under. Push your hips up and back to downward facing dog. Your hands are shoulder distance apart. Spread your fingers very wide so there's lots of energy in the hands. Feet are hip distance apart. Hips reaching up and back. And your heels may or may not touch the floor. That's fine. Close your lips. Breathe in and out through your nose for 2 deep breaths. You can bend your knees if your back is tight. Shoulders relax, a little bit away from the ears. And if this makes sense for you, breathe and drink energy up through your hands and legs. If it doesn't make sense, don't do it. Look forward. Step or hop to the top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders back, away from your ears. Exhale, bow down. Inhale, halfway, breathe in, hands either on your shins or on the floor. Exhale, bow down. Really ground your feet. Inhale, halfway. While pressing down your feet, reach your head forward. Exhale, bow down. Very nice. Bend your knees a little. Engage your core. Stand up. Inhale, arms lift. Lift all the way up. Arms touch at the end. Straighten your legs, hips forward, lean a little bit back. Hands to your heart, exhale. You can have your eyes closed for the whole practice. If the eyes are open, get that soft drishti gaze. So it's like everything outside is a little bit blurry. If you need to see what's going on, do so. But the main awareness is the feeling inside. Let's flow. Inhale, arms lift up. Engage the thighs a bit, lean back. Exhale, bow forward. Move with your breath. Inhale, halfway, lengthen your spine, look to the front. Come to a high plank position, hold it there for 1 breath. Option to have your knees to the floor, or straight legs, straight arms, chin up, look forward. Full breath in, bring your knees to the floor. Exhale, lower your chest and chin to the floor, shoulders away from your ears. Stay here. Take 1 full breath. Can you feel pressure on your heart? Elbows in. Are you holding your breath? Heart on the floor. Heart on the floor. Yeah, not chaturanga. Hips down all the way. Inhale, point your toes and lift to either a low cobra, middle cobra, or nice straight arms, drop your head back. Downward facing dog, press back. Close your lips and breathe. Focus on your breath. Long breath in. Long breath out. Stretching the back of your legs. Slightly engage both of your thighs. Spread your fingers even more. Spread those fingers. Press your hips backwards. Good. Look forward. Step or hop. Inhale, halfway lengthen, getting the juices flowing. Exhale, bow down. Reach up, lean back, lift, hands to your heart, exhale. Nice energy, guys. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, bow. Inhale, halfway, front of your heart forward, high plank, then knees, chest, chin to the floor, exhale. Take a full breath in here. Everyone, exhale. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the sky. Inhale, all the way up. Spread your toes, tapping toes. Exhale, send your right foot between your hands. Bring your left knee to the floor. Next inhale, arms to the sky. Breathe up. Full breath in. Look up at your hands. Spread your fingers. Bring your hands to the floor, exhale, downward facing dog, press back. On your next breath, inhale, left leg to the sky. Breathe up, breathe in, exhale, left foot forward. Empty your lungs first, there's no rush, guys. Inhale, arms lift, breathe in, wake up the hands, lift your heart a little bit. Hands to the floor, exhale, downward dog, good. Two, three deep breaths here. You can take child's pose if you like. Shoulders away from the ears. Exhale, empty. Draw your lower belly in at the end. Halfway, lengthen, heart forward, exhale, bow down. Stand, inhale, arms lift, breathe all the way up, lift up, lift up. Hands to heart, exhale completely. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, bow forward. Let go of any judgment on yourself. Inhale, halfway, just feel what's happening. Breathe into it. High plank position. Exhale, knees, then chin and chest to the floor. Empty your lungs as you go down. Bring your hips down fast. Inhale, cobra. Draw your shoulders back. Point your toes. Lift up. Down dog. Exhale. Spread your fingers strong. Feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Breathe up. Open your hips. Spread your toes. Exhale, right foot forward, big step, back knee to the floor. Inhale, arms to the sky, breathe up, lift up, maybe a back bend. Exhale, downward facing dog. Just try your best. Inhale, left leg up, breathe in, open your hips, spread your toes, watch the mirror. Exhale, left foot steps forward, empty your lungs, right knee down. Inhale, arms lift up. Breathe up, lift your heart. Exhale, downward facing dog. Your face is super relaxed. Long, powerful breath. Three times. One is stretch your awareness into the parts of your body that might feel a little disconnected. So it's not just about pressing. It's not just about the effort. It's also about feeling equally through yourself. Both legs, both arms, the full inhale, the full exhale, just letting whatever thoughts come and go, not attaching. Exhale completely, stretch a little deeper, downward dog, look to the front, step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway, lengthen, shoulders back, look up, exhale, bow down. Forehead to shins. Inhale, arms lift. Nice glide. Lift up. Breathe up. Giant breathing sounds good. Exhale, hands to your heart. Last round. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, bow. Inhale, halfway. 1% deeper. High plank. Hug the midline. Your knees, chest, and core. Chaturanga. Don't disturb your breath. Breath is smooth. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Long breath in. Downward dog. Exhale, press back. Feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Smooth inhale, right leg. Exhale, right foot forward, big step. Sink your hips down, square your hips. Inhale, arms lift. Sink your hips while you breathe and lift your heart. Hands to the floor, grounding hands, down dog. Exhale, press back, feet together. Inhale, left leg up. Breathe up, spread your toes. Exhale, big step, left foot forward. Sink your hips down first, you got it. Inhale, arms up. Breathe up, inhale, 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 that's it. Down dog, exhale, press back. Breathe, yogis. Stretch the breath through your entire body. How do you do that? Spread your fingers more. Slightly suck your lower belly in, just a little bit. From there, can you reach the center of your pelvis backwards from inside your pelvis, reach your tailbone back. Look forward, step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway, lengthen, heart forward. Exhale, bow down. Ground your feet. Inhale, arms lift all the way up. Full breath, look up. Hands to heart. Exhale. Soft face. Inhale. Arms lift. Bow all the way down. Exhale. Fold. Halfway. Inhale. Step or hop to a high plank. Exhale. Knees, chest, and chin. Lower down. Empty lungs. Super purifying lungs. Inhale. Back bend. Right up to the heart, shoulders pull back together. Down dog, exhale, press back. Feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Nice and warm now. Exhale, right leg, big step forward. This time, keep your back heel off the floor. Bring your back heel forward. Sink your hips down, keeping the back leg straight. Front knee over the front foot. Engage your core, your legs, both arms to the sky, all the way up. Reach your arms behind you. Interlace your fingers. Roll your shoulders back. Pull the chest open. Press your back leg stronger. Slightly tuck your tail. Perhaps sinking your hips lower over time. And now for three breaths. On your inhale, open your heart. Pull the chest open. Start lifting your chin up. Eyes to the ceiling. One day. Can you make your back knee even stronger? Feeling right into the front hip. Just do as you can, guys. Squeeze your palms together one day. Feel the breath. Last one. Inhale, lean backwards, nice open heart. Bring your hands to the floor, either side of your front foot. Pause for just a moment. You can drop your back knee if you want, and then slowly straighten your front leg. Lift your foot off, lift the front of your foot off the floor so just your heel is touching. Take one or two breaths here. Back leg. Bring your
your back heel over your back toes, so the back sole is vertical, not on an angle. When you're ready, both arms lift to the sky. Long breath in here. This is a really activating pose, so you want to feel lots of energy breathing here. All the way in, all the way out. Awesome. Reach your arms behind you. Interlace your fingers. Roll your chest open. You got it. Lift up. Arc your heart. Starting to, over time, look up towards the ceiling. You have to trust the stability of your legs. Keep them nice and strong. Step or hop to the top of your mat. Halfway, inhale, lengthen spine. Bow, exhale, fold. Ground your feet, bend your knees, everyone. Let's sit nice and low in that chair. Reach your arms upwards, Utkatasana. Spread your fingers, turn your palms upwards. Sometimes when a pose is really challenging, we can get caught up in the challenge of it. But a really good tool is, and only if you resonate with it, you can offer the effort to someone else. So this is really simple. You imagine you're offering like a care basket to grandma, to someone in need. Sink your hips lower, lift your toes. Everyone breathe 1% louder. You're not alone. You might have thought you were. You are totally not. Never, never alone. Last inhale, we're all sharing that great breath. Sink a little lower. Last one, lift. Stay here as you exhale. Stand all the way up. Hands to your heart, look forward. Nice. Step your right leg, great big step to the right, back. Open your arms parallel. Turn all 10 toes to the right side of the room. Make your feet as wide as your wrists. So just check your wrists. Check how wide your feet are. You might have to actually look at them. And then turn your right foot to the back of the room. Right foot facing back, left foot facing side. Open your arms, fingers reaching. Inhale, lift. Look at your right hand, bend your right knee. Your back leg straight and sink your right knee nice and low until it comes over your right ankle. Close your lips. Long, deep breath. Press both of your feet down equally. Notice if one is dominant. Notice if you're holding your breath. Inhale. Shoulders away from ears. Exhale. Get that energy moving. Don't hold it in your mind. Long breath in. Long breath out, sit a little lower. Bring your right elbow on your right knee. Reach your left arm straight up to the ceiling. press the outer edge of your back foot. Last inhale. Twist your chest to the left. Exhale. Palm face. Inhale, come back. Straighten your left, your right leg. Bring your left foot just like 2 or 3 centimeters closer to the right foot. So it's just a little bit closer. Turn your hips open. Inhale, chest. Both legs are straight. Back foot is still facing to the back. And then reach out to the side. Put your right hand on your right shin. Reach your left arm all the way up to the sky. Close your lips. Look up beyond your left hand. Uddiyata Trikonasana, the extended triangle, opening a whole sideline. Press both of your legs down. Tuck your tail over. Reach your left arm back next to your left hip. Reach it beyond your hip. Straight line. Lean back in the pose and then let your head hang down. You close your eyes for a moment here. Intuitively open your chest. Let the head hang completely. See if you can enjoy that head stretch. Let the head hang. Head hang. Wake up the fingers, bend your left knee. Exhale, warrior two. Remember what I said at the beginning? It's much more important to stay with your breath. Energy through your legs. Shoulders away from the ears, but the heart is lifting. Slightly tuck your tailbone. Press down through your feet so much that you feel your inner groin activate. Sit a little lower. Left elbow on your left knee. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Stay with your breath here. When you're present with your breath, you're present with your pose. Option left hand to the floor, outside your left ankle, outside. Maybe the palm is flat, you bend your knees so much. Reach your right arm forward diagonally. 3 deep breaths. Look just beyond your right fingers. Stretch your fingers. Stretch your elbow. Turn the shoulder out. Now breathe along this breath. Look here. So keep your eyes reaching. Press down the outer edge of your back foot. And on the last one, can you stretch your arm more? Turn your heart to the ceiling a little bit. Little smile. Good. Come back. Arms parallel. Stand. Keep your front leg the way it is. Straighten your front leg. Bring your back foot just a little bit closer. Engage your thighs. Inhale. Reach out to the left side. Left palm on your left shin. Reach your right arm all the way up to the sky. Ujjayi breathers. Let's hear that breath, so smooth. Reach your crown longer. Reach your right arm to the back, hovering just beyond your right hip. Turn your heart open and then let your head hang downwards. Major meridian through the neck. As you breathe here, press down on the outer back foot. Feel the connection from there all the way to there. Long breath. Turn your heart open more. Reach your right arm to the sky. Lift your head. Come all the way back up. Inhale. Straighten both legs. Turn all 10 toes to the Don't lean on your head, lean on your feet. You got it? And then release. Halfway. Bend your knees a bit, guys. Suck your lower belly in, protecting the core. Press down your feet, and then stand all the way up. Arms open, parallel. Turn your left foot to the front. Step to the front. Hands to your heart. Good. Hands down, take a deep breath in. Let go of a ha if you like. Stand proud. Waking up those leg lines. Now, stagger yourselves forward and back quite a bit from your neighbors. So in a moment, we're gonna be twisting side to side. Yeah? So you wanna be able to reach. And if one of you is taller, lower, then you don't have to worry so much. Bring your feet hip distance apart. Arms open, long breath in. Twist to your right, left hand taps the front of the heart as you twist. Inhale, center. Twist to the left, exhale, tap the heart. Close your eyes and continue on your own. Close your eyes. Press down your feet and lift your heart into this action. And so if you can feel into this, you're actually breathing and lifting up your heart. Breathe more. Let's wake up that heart, the parts that have been dormant, the parts that have been closed off. Breathe louder. You don't have to, but you could. It's up to you. So, practice. Inhale it more. Okay. You open to something new. Close your eyes. You can go faster if you like. Feel the energy rising. Feel the energy grounding. Can you breathe into your upper chest a little more? 10 seconds. You might feel emotions here. Perfectly normal. Actually tap the heart. You got it, that's it. 5, 4, inner smile, you're beautiful. 3, 2, and center, hold your heart. Lift your heart into your hands. Take a long breath in, long breath out. Maybe that belief that you're stuck forever is actually just a belief. Everything's always changing. Be open, breathe, say yes. Turn your toes out wider. Beautiful, everyone. Felt it. Inhale your arms all the way up. Squat down into the midline. Exhale. Hands can either be on your knees, elbows on the knees, or maybe elbows inside the knees. Work to relax your heels to the floor. Close your eyes. Long, deep breath. Your arms forward, sit back on your buttocks, and bring your feet to the floor. Good job, everyone. Nice standing. Maybe very grateful for the earth. Arms parallel to the floor. Shoulders back. We're working on the core here. This is the center of stability, center of willpower. So just try your best. Shoulders back, lift your heart, lift your feet parallel to your knees. Eyes open, but blurry, looking through the toes. Wake up your toes. And now everyone, see if you can breathe 1% fully. Try exhaling a little bit more. press down your butt, and from your hips pressing down, can you lengthen your spine more so that you're lifting your heart from the earth? Hug your knees together. Lift your feet a little higher, just a little. Long breath in. Beautiful. Take one more here. Now you can take a break if you want, or slowly lower your legs. Don't touch the floor, lower your chest and hover 1 inch from the floor. Everyone close your eyes and begin breath of fire. Let's shoot for 30 seconds. You're gonna start to feel a lot of in your stuff very quickly, if not already. Try to stay totally present with what you're feeling. Inhale, 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 inhale. Breath is your power. 15 seconds left. You can do it. Focus on the inhale. Feel everything. 5, 4, 3. Stay in the pose. Inhale. Lay down. Exhale. Let everything relax. Bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees hang open like a diamond. Reach your arms over you, let them relax on the floor with elbows bent. You can have eyes closed, or looking at one spot on the ceiling. Long breath in. Long breath out. Awesome. On your inhale, breathe into your center, but also bring your awareness into where you feel the energy. Go right into it. On your exhale, release tension from that place. How much effort do we spend trying to control life? To control ourselves, to control others. Breathe into that center. Exhale. Practice of yoga teaches us through direct experience that we don't need to control the external, that the real control is the ability to stay in your center with whatever is happening. Take one more deep breath in. Exhale. Beautiful. Hug both of your knees in. Give yourself a hug. Keep breathing. Do little circles on your lower back. Hug your knees closer. And now, turn your knees to the left-hand side, to the floor. Keep your right leg, your bottom left leg there, or the bottom left leg can do whatever it needs to do. If possible, straighten your right leg out to the side and hold your right foot with your left hand. So that upper right leg is straightening out to the side along the floor. Maybe you hold your knee instead. And then reach your right arm all the way to the right. Maybe you need to bend your knee first so you can actually hook it, hook the outer edge of your foot. Feel that nice stretch through the right side body. Look at your right hand. Long breath in, long breath out. Stay engaged with what's happening. Whenever you notice your mind tuning out, it's up to you and you alone to come back. Long breath in. Long breath out. Relaxing your neck here. Relaxing your face. You could actually reach the right armpit away from you. Take one more breath. Breathe into the space between your shoulder blades. Awesome. And then come up to the center. Inhale. Up both of your knees in. Center everything. And then we're going to switch sides. So knees come out to the right. Left leg straightens out to the side. Either right hand on your left knee before, right hand actually hooks the outer edge of your left foot. Reach your left arm to the left. Take a deep breath into your upper chest and make a space, and then reach all the way to the left. Turn your head to the left. Awesome. If there is a stranger's foot in your face, close your eyes. Long breath in, long breath out. Straighten your legs to the floor, all the way down. Reach your arms to the back of the room. Take a long breath in, full stretch. Relax, exhale. Excellent. Lift your legs to the ceiling. Bring your hands down next to your hips. Swing your legs back and forth a few times. Inhale, exhale, and when your hips lift all the way up off the floor, catch your lower back. And then reach your legs to the back of the room. Maybe there's a little bend in your knees. Very good. Long, deep breath. Reach your legs to the back of the room. Cloud pose. One day your feet are going to touch the floor. And then use your intuition here. You might move your hips a little back, a little forward, so you get into a really nice line in the back of your body. And then breathe into what you're feeling. Eyes gently open. Reach to the front once you're grounded. Reach your arms to the back. Reach your legs to the front. And we do three stabilizing breaths. On your inhale, stretch. Exhale, relax. Inhale, stretch. Exhale, relax. Feel your whole body. Last one. Inhale, stretch, 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 stretch. Relax. Exhale. Perfect. Flex your feet. Inhale, and then sit up. Exhale, grab your toes. Very good, everyone. Awesome work. Cross your legs. Come over. Hands and knees. On your inhalation, arch your back, lift your chin, lift your heart. Exhale, round your back, feel the whole back of your spine stretching. And do that a few times on your own. Feeling the front of your body opening, feeling the back body opening. Nervous system is getting stronger, communicating with all the organs. Circulating fresh synovial fluid, so it's giving fresh nutrients to the brain, spinal cord. So good. So squishing and releasing your organs, giving your body what it needs. And then come to a neutral spine. With your hips over your knees from the side, bring your knees wider apart. Keep your hips a little bit behind the knees. Press down your right hand underneath your face. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Full breath up. Take one deep breath here. Open your chest as high as you can on your inhale. And then reach your left arm to the floor, out to the side, underneath you. Get your left shoulder all the way to the floor. Left shoulder all the way to the floor. Reach your right arm forward, like downward facing dog. You can close your eyes here or look at one spot. And if you like, you can walk your left arm out one. Start to lean into that shoulder. And on a deeper level, you're leaning and breathing into the side of your heart. All the tendons that go up to your neck and your ears, can you relax your head? Maintain a steady ujjayi breath. Inhale, exhale. I want you to stay here, or only if you feel right knee comes a little bit out to the right, and the right knee comes forward more on the floor. Reach your left armpit outside the right knee. Oh yeah, slide it out there. Reach your left arm outside, down the outer edge of your right shin, and hold the outer edge of your right foot with your left hand. I love you too. Ah, no, your knee is still on the floor. Knee is still on the floor. If you're confused, that's okay. Go back to where you were. Take one deep breath here. And then comments. I'm going to show this one to you because apparently it was pretty confusing. Okay?
So, we're in the twist here. Breathing deeply. You bring your right knee forward. You can use this hand as a brace. Bring your left arm out to the side more. Reach down the side. Hold the outer edge of the foot. And then you'll need to position this back knee as a brace because it's going to feel like you're going to fall backwards. And then, long breath. Reaching back. Breathe here. And some of you, so flexible, you'll be able to twist so much into it that the back of your heart is on the floor. Okay? Seen it a few times. So, let's try the other side. And just be mindful, there's what you just saw, and then there's your body. Okay? So please don't just push for something and hold your breath. If you can take a deep, did you notice my face was calm when I was doing it? I could take a deep breath the whole time. Okay? So, come into the other side. Bring your knees wider apart. Inhale, reach your right arm to the sky. Fold that up. And then right arm all the way out to the left. This is a really beautiful, complete pose. I recommend that you bring your knees wider to the edge of your mat. And have your hips there, not back. So it's not child's pose, hips forward. Left arm bracing forward. And then only if you'd like a little exploration. Smiling helps. Breathing helps. You can bring your left knee up. Reach the right arm out. Fully in the outer edge, one
deep twist. I want you to do one nice round of cat-cow. Inhale, arching. Exhale, rounding. Take a long, deep breath and flush your body. Physically, mentally, emotionally. Push to downward facing dog. You can bend your knees if you need to. Now you can keep doing cat-cow, or if you'd like.
So there's different levels, right? Inhale, shift forward with your legs and arms straight.
Lower your hips to the floor, lift your heart. Arms stay straight the whole time. Exhale, press back to down dog. Do that a few times, great big breath. Everyone breathe 1% louder. 1% more breath.
Let's wake up that spinal energy. Clear those cobwebs. We can really feel the world clearly through our senses. Take deep breaths. Take one more. Come to child's pose. Long breath out. Perfect. Come forward onto your belly and then turn onto your back. Head to the front, feet to the back, flip yourself over. There you go. Bend your knees. Bring your feet flat onto the floor. Reach down your side body so you can touch your ankles and check that your feet are parallel. Hip distance apart. On your next inhale, lift your hips to the ceiling. Exhale, lower down. You can do that a few times. Just listen to your back here. Last one. Lift your hips all the way up. You can either stay here. You could hold your lower back if you wanted. Or with straight arms underneath you, walk your arms under your body with straight arms. Interlace your fingers under you. Take one more deep breath here. Just go into the pose. Press down the back of your arms. Press down the inner lines of your feet more. Lift your tailbone up and lift the bottom of your heart up. Imagine you have little helping hands. Lift your heart. Come down, exhale. Straighten your legs for a moment, straighten your arms. Stay in contact with your breath. In every moment, there is an infinite potential of thoughts. Mind always has something to think about. Let the mind pass by. Let it go. Let the thoughts go. Stay with your breath. Bend your knees. Last one. Press down your feet. Inhale, lift your hips to the sky. You're all doing fantastic. Do what we just did. Arms underneath you. I love to hear you guys breathing. Just a bit. Close your lips. Find that ujjayi. Eyes potentially open, soft eyes. And if you like, flip your hands next to your ears. Lift onto the crown of your head and press your arms straight to Urdhva Dhanurasana. Turn your toes in, heels wider. Press the big toe knuckles down. Press the toes down. Spread your hands really strong. Close your lips. Radiate breath. And if you can feel this one, can you press your arms so straight, press your legs so straight,
and you feel those meridians right through your armpits to the heart stretching. And then relax your neck. 3, 2, last one, straight arms, straight legs, and come down slowly. Everyone release. A lot of energy in the heart there. Keep your knees bent. Bring your feet wider apart. And let your knees come together. Hands wherever feels most comfortable here. Maybe on your belly, on your heart. Now close your eyes. Enjoy this moment with yourself. Relax your forehead. Relax your jaw. Both of your knees in. Nice little
you can stay really comfortable, simply interlacing the fingers, letting the feet hang, letting the knees kind of hang away from you. It's just like you're holding like a little rope around your knees, but then everything goes loose, interlacing the fingers. Breathe up and down the back line.
Let your head turn to the other side. Give yourself an actual hug. A little moment where all of your energy is held inward. And maybe give each of your knees a little kiss. Optional. Straighten your legs slowly to the floor. You can do one more lengthening reset by reaching your arms if you like. Full breath in. And relax. Slide your hands down the side body next to your hips. Feet close together. Let your toes hang apart like an open book. Turn the palms open into the receptive position. Palms are open to the ceiling. If your back is sore, put a bolster under your knees. If you have glasses, take them off.
Relax
your body.
Completely let go of your breath now. Allow your awareness to remain here. Relax the body. Relax the mind. Calm your legs to release tension. Calm your eyelids to soften. Allow the vibration of the harmonium, the vibration of the mantra. There's going to be a little click, so just prepare yourself. Allow these vibrations to move through you and just feel whatever you need to feel. The essence of the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, is the universe is one giant miracle.
Close your eyes, guys. Please don't talk. Just have your own experience here. Go inward.
Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namah. Hari Om. Namah Shivaya. Hari. Back to yourself. Take a few sweet breaths in and out. And your toes. Stay very softly connected to what you're feeling inside. Stretching your arms over the ears. Great big breath in. to your right hand side. Come to a seated position. If you're in the back and you'd like to come closer, by all means, come off your mat. Come up and snuggle in beside. Find a comfortable meditation. Some of you may be new to chanting. And it's something that can never be forced. It has to be like a calling, a drawing from inside. Something touches you. Inspires you to sing. The words, Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namo. And then Om Namah Shivaya. And this is a celebration of life. Shiva means the whole universe. Hari Om means awesome. You're awesome. And full of joy and full of suffering, the whole spectrum. And we wouldn't know one without the other. So if you'd like to sing with me, I would deeply enjoy it. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namo. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namo. Hari Om Namah. exhale. If you are so called, bring your palms together at your forehead. A little bow to yourself, and perhaps bow all the way forward. Bring your forehead to the floor, or just on your hands. A moment of appreciation for this body, for this life, for all of the challenges that have been tailor-made for you to awaken. And then come back, hands to the heart. One Om, three Shantis. Shanti means peace. So we sing it three times. Deep inhale. Self in me, spirit in me, sees that in you, celebrates that. Namaste.